Once upon a time, there were four women. Three of them lived in Colorado, and one lived in San Francisco. The three who lived in Colorado were Nona Lowell Brooks, Alethea Brooks Small, and Fanny Brooks James. These sisters, at that time, were experiencing health problems and financial issues. Alethea, the oldest, had some very serious health issues. The local doctors told her that there was nothing that they could do for her. She went to Chicago to see some specialists who told her she was in critical condition. They wanted her to stay for a year so that she may have a certain treatment. But she couldn't stay. She had a husband and four small children. A friend of hers suggested she go see a woman, Emma Curtis Hopkins, who was considered an outstanding teacher of spiritual mysticism. After 3 weeks of studying and treatment, Mrs. Hopkins brought Miss Small back to Colorado, who was now a healthy and happy woman. Soon after, friends and neighbors were all interested in taking the informal classes. When Nona and her sisters began attending the classes, they also had health and financial issues, and they really didn't think the classes were going to do any good for them. The sisters were healed of their ailments, and their financial issues disappeared. At the very same time that the sisters were going through this, in California, Melinda Kramer had suffered for many years from a lifelong lung disorder. She couldn't walk. After years of dealing with doctors and hospitals, one day she turned to God because she knew in her heart that she could walk. After a realization of God's presence, she was healed. In 1889, Melinda Kramer went to Colorado to teach some classes, and the Brooks sisters found that Mrs. Kramer's teaching was in full alignment as their spiritual teaching. The Brooks sisters asked Ms. Kramer if they could use the name Divine Science for their teaching, and she agreed. Melinda Kramer had already named the teaching Divine Science. The fundamental truth of divine science is the omnipresence of God. God is equally present everywhere and in everyone and in everything. This is how the Brooks sisters and Melinda Kramer could come up with the same identical spiritual teaching, even though they had never spoken to each other, living many miles apart. You see, God can never be limited, for our Divine Father is all there is, and therefore is found everywhere, in everyone and everything. If at times we feel that God is not present, at that moment, let us be still and quiet, not asking for anything, but being sure that God is always present, always with us. Nona Brooks told us that omnipresence shows that all things live and move within it, that their true being has no beginning nor end of days and cannot be limited either by time, space, or conditions. In the Bible it says, "Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it nor taken away. What comes from the Lord our God is eternal. No matter what mankind does out here in the world, if it is not in alignment with God's truth and principles, it will not last. All people, because the omnipresence of God lives within all already, have the built-in capacity to learn directly from our Divine Father. What we must learn from a practical perspective is to let go of those things of this world that don't work. At least let them go for a little while and instead put our attention on the omnipresence of God, who can never leave us, nor forsake us, nor punish us. God is the one power, the one glory, and the one joy, and the one abundance, and the one love in our life. Divine Science teaches that we are all part of the brotherhood of man. When Jesus told us to love our neighbor, he was talking about our oneness with one another as the child of God. What we do to others, we do to our Father, and we do to ourselves. For as we give, we receive. If we deny love and loving thoughts to others, we will eventually find that others will deny such love to us. If God fills all souls, then he is in the person we love and the person that perhaps we dislike. What we carry in our hearts about others is directed at our Father, for God is the creator and we are all his beloved creation. Let us be careful what we keep in our mind day in and day out. For the principle is, as in mind, so in manifestations. In other words, if our mind is filled with pain and anger and sorrow, we will continue to experience pain, anger, and sorrow. Nona Brooks tells stories of how to let the undesirable behavior of others alone, and it will disappear. I have two, they're both about kids, but that's okay. One such story was, the first one is about a woman whose husband in the morning sometimes would be very grumpy and irritated. And the wise woman said, "When my husband is cross, I say within myself, my soul does not hear, and it does not." Another story, and this one I like a lot, is about a group of children that Nona Brooks was teaching. She was evidently a teacher of children also. And she said that she used to practice training her mind to let go of things and not to pay attention when people or kids did things they shouldn't be doing. And so she had a bunch of kids, and the boys evidently did really bad stuff. And she just decided to leave it alone, and she kept doing her work with them and doing her work. Then after a while, one of the mothers of the children, of a little girl, asked the little girl, "You know, you haven't mentioned any sort of escapades that these kids have been getting involved in." And the daughter said, "There aren't any now." And then the mother asked, "But why not?" "Oh, the boys tried all of their tricks, but couldn't make Miss Brooks angry. So there wasn't any fun, and they stopped." We should practice this one. We must learn to let go. Whether we make a mistake, somebody else makes a mistake, something goes wrong, let it go. Let it be. That which we put our attention to grows in our experience. Whatever that may be, it will grow in our experience. We have to learn to retrain our thoughts to not get involved in the things of the world. Let us be the example in our homes and neighborhoods. It is amazing how changing our outlook and behavior influences others to follow the same behaviors. Nona Brooks says that through persistent thought training eliminates fear and establishes the attitude of faith in good. Different people around the world pray according to their religious beliefs or their concept of God. In the culture I grew up, my parents and other adults around me believed that God was responsible for all that happened to the individual, the family, or the neighborhood. So people used to light candles, say Hail Marys and Our Fathers, sometimes with tears or sometimes pleading for God to do something for them. According to Nona Brooks, Divine Science teaches that God is universal being, above all, through all, in us all, equally present everywhere. This infinite presence is the mind of the universe. It is wisdom, it is knowledge, it is love, it is life, it is power. These inherencies of divine mind, when in action, we turn the intelligence of the universe. This intelligence is already within us. In order for us to experience it, we have to let go of this world for a little while and spend time abiding in the silence with our Father. Nona Brooks, you wonder why I talk about her more than the other sisters. She happens to be just one of my favorites. She did use affirmations. The first one that she would give her students is, God is everywhere, therefore he is here. Here always means within us as well as about us. What God is everywhere, therefore God is. Is therefore here with me, within me, and about me. Always present, always at hand. What that means is that God can never leave us. God will never abandon us. He is always present. Always present, always at hand. Within is this mind, the wisdom, the love. Everything about God is already within us. The infinite one, through its creative powers, always within. This is our guarantee of the life abundant. Each is equipped to meet his personal experiences with power. Through the Father within, each can attain his highest success on every plane. Potentially, we have all good, spiritually, mentally, and objectively. The prophet, perceiving this, represented the Father as saying to his people, all mine is thine. Jesus, knowing this, quoted the prophet in the parable of the prodigal son. All is ours, but nothing is forced upon us. We are to do the work. We are to work out our own salvation by coming to know the truth of God and of ourselves, and by living this truth in thought and deed. We don't have to beg God to give us wisdom or love or joy or happiness. These things are already ours. We are to become conscious to these things and have the realization to be able to use them. When we identify our thinking with the God mind, the intelligence of the universe, our thought becomes powerful. This brings the true, the beautiful, and the good into our consciousness, and by law, into our entire outer life. Spiritual laws are always operating in the universe. Be consciously aware that the law of expression creating has two parts, from within out, idea before action and form. Like produces like. So we must be careful what we keep thinking about day in and day out. Each thought produces after its kind. Nona Brooks says that the prayer that never fails means that our lives as well as our lips affirm the presence of God, the principles of life, the reality of omnipresent being, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful. Will you please join me now so that we can make this lesson practical? If you feel comfortable, close your eyes, relax your bodies. Let go of all that has consumed you, at least for this past week. We must learn to practice the presence of God, meaning to take time to pray the silent prayer so that our consciousness is filled with God. We must learn to listen to God's silence. We must listen with our heart, our feeling nature. Then we will have faith, because it is the time when we prove God to ourselves. This is why each individual must unfold to their spiritual nature. No one can give their understanding to another. Yes, we can contemplate God. We can read and talk about God. But at some point, if we truly want to know God and know our true self, we must turn to God for the pure joy of abiding and listening. Practicing the presence of God will implant a deep and abiding faith in the guidance of that indwelling one. Listen to the message of Revelations chapter 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let us turn within to the perfect and pure silence with a listening attitude, a willing to be a partner with God so that our heart and mind are one with God, living from the God principle. When living the life of truth, remember truth. God's truth has made us free. The understanding of truth is our realization of freedom. Let us be an empty vessel so that God can pour his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding. Let us be still. Father, we are ready to do your will and your will only. Fill us with your love and your peace and your joy and your happiness. Show us the way to your kingdom and give us the way to serve your children with joy, with love, and with peace. For your ever-loving presence, always here, always ready to respond, to lead, to guide. We say thank you. And so it is. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his face upon you and is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his kingdom. Amen.